The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and may or may not be shared with the staff and management of this network.
Ghostly Talk!
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on October 18th, 2009.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Thank you, Bonnie. Change of plans tonight. Yeah, change of plans tonight. We're going to be talking about this change of plans. We got FJ in the studio tonight.
Hello.
I guess FJ's in the studio. We got Tom Mott in the studio.
Hey, how you doing?
We got Doug on the line. Doug, are you there?
I am here.
And we got Bonnie on the line also, as you guys already heard. Bonnie, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, guys. Well, that's what's going to be going on here. We'll just get into it. God, that was blaring, whoever did that.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Was that you, Doug?
Yes, I am in the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter studio, specifically in the Ghost Man part of the studio. And, you know, as part of their show, they have all kinds of gizmos.
Oh,
and I don't know how to work them all, but...
And they're not all bought at adult stores either.
I was just going to say, knowing Sean, I'm not surprised.
Let's hear another one. Come on, let's show us your wares.
I'm trying them all. But
wait, they were bought at adult stores and you don't know how to work all of them? I'm scared.
I know how to work all of them, but...
That's a good girl.
I'll stick this right there. I don't care.
Nice.
That was the sounds coming from the winery this morning after the Chinese food we ate about 11 o'clock last night.
And we have...
Actual audio. No.
Oh, that was the little one. There
that was a bit more accurate, actually.
That one sounded a little buttery.
Oh, yeah. A little buttery.
There's one here, though, that has... It's interesting, but I don't know how to work it, so... Oh, wait a minute.
I've heard that before.
Step one, insert...
Oh, here we
yeah, plug A into B until everybody's tired.
Yeah.
I repeat, do not enter.
What the hell? Do that again.
Could you play ahead? The area should be clear in 2 minutes or less.
You know what the funniest thing you mentioned, all these weird toys? A couple days ago, I was fixing one of my neighbors. I was fixing one of my neighbors. I
was helping. Broker.
Fixing his toys.
His computer was busted, so I was helping him out. And long story short, I had to run over to his neighbor's house to get something off a computer over there. Right. And I go in his neighbor's place, and I'm like, hey, John, sorry to bug you. Where's your computer at? He's like, oh, yeah. Shouldn't have said his name. No, whatever. Anyway, so I...
Now we know who it is.
Yeah, now we know who it is, right? So I run in there, though. He's like, yeah, it's in the bedroom, dude. Go ahead. So I run back there, and he's got... I never have seen one of these for real. I've only seen them in movies. I mean, porno or non-porno movies. But he actually had one of them hangers from the ceiling.
The swing.
One of the swing things from the ceiling, dude, with the holsters and the stirrups and all that crap. And I mean, he didn't think anything of it. As we walked in, I'm like...
Cue the music.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God. I thought I was going to be in there in a second. I didn't know.
I hope it was for his back, right? He's got a bad back.
Back. He was holding his back. So, but that was the weirdest part, though, is because I was like, I tried to, like, play it off, too, and he thought nothing. Oh, yeah, come on. It's right here on the kid's computer, dude. No problem at all, you know.
Right next to the kid's computer?
Well, the bed's next to the computer. They queue up the computer, put a movie on or whatever, and then just tight. I don't know what. I have no idea.
Right.
So how's Indiana been so far for you two? Let's hear all about this.
Well, Indiana.
Yeah. Indiana, follow up that story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a bad segue?
It was a little tough there.
It's bittersweet.
I'm just going to give you a little hint, okay?
Okay.
Doug yesterday spent almost $200 on Indiana wine.
Very nice.
Ooh, nice.
So really, that's not so indicative of this weekend as much as future weekends to come.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to be putting good use to those bottles of ale.
Yes, those are going to go over very well.
Especially after this show tonight, I think.
I think so. And, you know, being in Indiana this weekend is a bit of a celebration. A bit of a homecoming and a bit of, you know, it's friends and not blood related, but family, coming together and celebrating, of course, what's going to happen tomorrow night at 10 p.m., the premiere of Extreme Paranormal. So that's what we're here for, as well as this is the first time I got to see beautiful Addie. Mm-hmm. Addie is Sean's little baby girl, who is adorable. And Bonnie has some magic. She really is magic. She can somehow.
I've heard that scoop, about her.
Yeah.
Really, she can scoop Addie up in her arms, and no matter how fidgety or fussy or cranky or whatever Addie is, suddenly she just falls right asleep. It's as if Bonnie knows where the off button is or something, or the relax button.
That's not the magic story I heard.
Bonnie knows where the on button is.
Well, actually, I've got more than one skill, just so you know.
That's what the rumor had it.
Mm-hmm. See, we're keeping an eyeball as always here. So, okay. Well, I'm not going to try to segue off of that. I just screwed up a segue big time. So you're enjoying yourself.
Let me see if there's a gizmo for that.
How about here?
Let's see.
Let's try something. Speaking of irritating noises, this is ghostly talk. How's that? How was that? Was that good?
All right, bingo.
Boom! I nailed it, huh? All right.
Yeah, $200 in wine, and then he's going to spend $200 in toys to bring home from Indiana.
Yeah. A couple of things we got. Well, okay. So you guys are obviously having a great time out there. The wine, you've cleared out the wine stock down there, which is really good. Bring it here to Michigan where it belongs, Doug. I agree. That's a fantastic job.
Evidently, my phone's ringing. Oop. How's that?
Are we have like rule number 36 of radio etiquette here.
We're breaking them all tonight. Why not? This is the night to break all the rules.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Couple things. Got to get out there here. A couple of administrative things. And plus, I have a really interesting story we have to tell here too. We'll be getting to that here in a few minutes. we were at the Michigan Paranormal Conference yesterday, the Michigan Ghost Watchers Conference. First off, I got to thank Cindy Blake 100,000 times over for having us out there again. Cindy has been the founder and president of the Michigan Ghost Watchers probably for longer than some of us out here have been alive. She has been doing this stuff for a very long time, and we're completely honored and humbled to come out there and spend time with her out there at the conference. It was a really good time. Got to see all the, you know, a lot of cool people, hang out, had a really, really fun time listening to the speakers. I mean, it was just a good time all around. Tom, you were there also.
Yep.
You enjoy yourself
there? I definitely enjoyed it.
Yep.
Got to see a lot of old friends there and catch up on things and...
Mm-hmm.
Always learn something every time.
Yeah, it was a really good time. So we have to thank Cindy for inviting us out there and letting us hang out and all that good stuff.
Are you going to start the 100,000 thank yous right after the show?
Yeah, and we're going to try to go to the end of the week.
Okay.
I think we'll make it. I don't. Depending on keep the coffee going, I guess. No cigarettes though. That's the last thing you need. So thanks Cindy. We always love coming out there, and you know, hope to be we'll be seeing. It'd be nice to see Cindy other than a conference because she's so cool. So maybe Cindy, we can see you sometime outside of a conference. Another thing I got to throw out there too. Getting all the audio cut from the Ohio conference that we were at back in August. Yeah, it's been a while. Sorry, guys. Getting all the audio from that, the Mothman Festival also, and also the Chicago Ghost Conference. The Ohio conference audio is up on the site for the speakers. You can download those. Go nuts. They're in the current archives. Feel free to take those. Take them as you please. I know I have the Mothman Festival stuff all done, but I have to do the usual administrative stuff before I post it up on the website. So give us a little bit of time on that. And the Chicago stuff, we'll be getting that chopped up this week, hopefully. We'll be getting that up on the website for you guys also out there. So just be patient. It's been kind of a crazy couple weeks here, but it's being worked on, and we're going to have that up there for you guys as soon as possible. Here's another thing. Doug, did you hear about this also? I don't know if you, Bonnie or Doug. Captain Lou Albano died this week.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Shut up.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, Captain Lou Albano passed away this week. I mean,
I'm going to... Captain Lou Albano died. I'm telling Sean.
Okay, all right.
That would be Cindy Lauper's best friend. He was a...
he was in the...
Our manager, and he would also be a wrestler.
Well, yeah, right? Okay, yeah. Let's see... I got a little thing right here, as a matter of fact. When Captain Lou Albano entered the ring... What? Okay, yeah, nice. That isn't me. Shut up. You know who that is? That's our friend Randy. We're looking at a picture here. When Captain Lou Albano entered the ranks of professional wrestlers in 1953, their sport ranked somewhere above pornography and below football, betting cards, and cultural respectability. When he departed more than three decades later, professional wrestling was a global phenomenon, attracting viewers on closed-circuit TV pay-per-views, MTV, and Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah, Captain Lou Albano, I grew up with that guy with the rubber bands hanging out of his face and all that goopy stuff.
He got that from me.
He got that? Yeah, he did get that from you, didn't
yeah.
He stole that from you, FJ. But he was just awesome. I remember every Saturday watching wrestling with Captain Lou Albano up there. I forgot who he was the manager of, though. I totally...
My grandma would get so fired up about those wrestling matches. It was ridiculous. My grandma was all 83 pounds soaking wet and was just full of...
You can say pee and vinegar. That's fine. Pee and vinegar.
And over watching these shows because she swore up and down it was so real.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, when you, that was kind of like when I know when I was a young, very young, and I was told that wrestling was fake. That was the equivalent of being told that Santa Claus doesn't exist, the Easter Bunny doesn't exist. It's like, dude, it's real, man. It's real.
It doesn't.
Okay.
The two.
Tom, we got to level with you on this one, man. Yeah, listen, dude. When a guy and a girl meet each other, and they like each other...
The Easter Bunny comes, right?
Yeah, the Easter Bunny comes and gives them a baby. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. So, see, you learn something every day.
That's what I tell my daughters every day.
they're like my age, too.
Yes, older.
Still, you tell them that every day. I don't blame you. Because that's why I don't have a daughter. Well, I tell her that in the little peephole in the closet that I'd have her locked in, so she'd understand fully.
Yeah, no, I gave my daughter a car so she would just not be in the house.
Yeah. All right, I got, and here's another one I got to throw out here. This is, and you haven't heard this one yet, mm-hmm. Jay.
No.
This is, and Doug, you've heard this one. You've heard this in great detail, but I got the permission from the parties involved to tell this story on the air. And I have to, because this is just creepy. This is just so strange. People out there listening to the show, whether you're listening in archive format, if you're listening live right now, you may have heard us a couple of months ago when we were coming back from Canada, the Can-Am Paranormal Conference out there. The last day we were coming back, we dealt with, well, we got pulled over at the border there, and they had to go through our stuff, right? The things dreams are made of, that's one of them right there. And
did they give you the full inspection?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
You liked it too, didn't you?
Big beaming smiles on our faces. We were just so happy. No, in all seriousness, we were lucky we didn't have that done. Now, one of the people we met in this little adventure was when we pulled the car up to the parking spot. This gentleman was one of the guard border guys there, was there, and he was like, you know, hey, you know, where are you guys all from? And I'm like, I'm from Warren. And Doug was like, well, I'm from Chesterfield. And Amber's like, well, I'm from Grand Haven. And she's like, and he's like, Grand Haven, what are you doing all the way over here? So they got into this little mini conversation, to which I'm thinking, okay, he knows where she's from. We might get a break, which, of course, we didn't. But within this conversation, you know, they found out, you know, they basically live like streets apart from each other. And they know, like, they know the same neighbors and all this stuff. And he was a very nice guy. He was very cool. So, okay, great. And he actually was really nice. He didn't, like, tear the trunk up or anything like that. He was really cool. And they searched the car, but it wasn't nearly as intrusive as I thought it was going to be.
They didn't find the hidden compartment,
though. They didn't find it. And we got to get Amber. Where's it? Is Amber out there?
Yeah.
Amber! Get in here! Hang on. We're going to get... We got to... I can't tell this... We got to get details on this thing, you know, as far as the situation. I'll introduce it, and then you flesh it out. How's that sound? Well, I just finished the part with the border, with where we're on the border, right? Yeah, here, step in there. You can sit on Tom's lap if you want. There you go. You sit on Tom. It's actually on Tom's lap. Anyways. So,
that was Tom. That wasn't the toy.
Wow, Tom.
So, okay. So let's fast forward, what, about 2 months, something like that? This was like about a week and a half ago, right? Mm-hmm. Tell us what happened. Tell us what happened at the library.
It was last week.
Was it last week? Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, I'm working. It's a normal night. I'm the only one there. Usually I have backup, but I didn't that night. And I work at a library. So we get a lot of weird, strange, evil, mean people.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy walks up and he tells me, oh, there's a book that's checked out on my account. And I saw it on the book or the shelf.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so logical. Most people are pretty polite about this, and you tell them, well, if it's on your account, do you mind going back over there and pulling it off? Most normal people would also.
They
bring,
do the same thing in my library. They would
bring.
I don't care.
Well, they would bring the book to you and say, "This is on my account." So the guy tells me that, and I go, "Oh, would you mind running over there and picking it up?"
Yeah.
So we can get it off your account. And he goes, all of a sudden, demeanor changes, and he gets creepy. I shouldn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, great, one of these. So, anyway, then, am I crushing you, Tom?
Yes, but
that's part
right.
of the story. Tom, you right. should see the smile on his face. It is priceless.
Do your creepy
I'm
voice
actually
right
probably
now.
Impressing him. But, so...
Go ahead,
Tom.
So, anyway, the guy continues on saying that this shouldn't be happening in this new system. Well, we have a new building, not a new system. We still check the books out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And, by this point, he keeps mumbling his crap, whatever, and then he proceeds to flash me a badge. I'm at work, so of course I can't say, did you get that at Toys R Us? Where's your cap gun?
Yeah. Well, what did he say when he flashed the badge,
he goes,
though?
He said, by this time I'm flustered, so I've already blocked him out, but he said something to the effect of, well, you know, in my business, we resolve these issues. And then, yeah. And then he flaps open his, you know, cheap jacket and shows me some little toy on it clipped onto his belt.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, right off, this guy, I'm done with this guy. So I tell him, you know, there's a lot of variables in a library. Move on, you know. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I make an incident report because the guy was extremely unsettling, and we have to do this at a library in case the guy ever gives acts up in the future and you got to report him. So I just write it out. My director reads it the next morning. And she says, well, you know, if it's a local cop, they can't be flashing their badge like that.
Oh, yeah.
So she sends the
no
image.
No cop can do that.
No. So we have an image of the guy flashing me. And we send it.
it's right there.
Yeah. And,
that's hot.
Oh, wait. That was Tom. Oh.
So, you might want to rephrase that a little bit before you get pounced on again.
Not nudity-wise. He's flashing his ego or lack of.
Yeah.
So anyway, my boss actually goes on Facebook and comes up to me and says, this is why my Facebook's closed. She's like, this guy works at a pizza place, and the rest of the time he works in Port Huron at Border Patrol. So I'm like, oh, so he's a border guy, you know. Okay, they got egos and problems and whatever.
Yeah.
And so then it dawns on me a little while later, because the guy had told me, well, you must have told the story about...
The border. I already told that one.
By me, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I told that.
So then all of a sudden it dawns on me, and I ask a coworker, I'm like, where's this road at? And she goes, oh, it's off this such and such road. And I'm like, it was him.
Talker.
And, well, he has no idea who I was. I was just some little, you know, moron that wasn't, you know, catering to him at the library. But full circle, it was the Border Patrol guy that searched our car and got all geeked because I knew his friends who were my neighbors,
Yeah, we talked about that. So that's the creepy part, though, is it was the same dude.
Yeah.
So
completely clear across the street.
And we actually have, and I don't know if we want to take it this far, but we actually have a post. Yeah, I was going to say, let's scan this sucker and put it on the website.
Well, let's describe it a little bit. If you look close,
yeah, he looks a little bit, he looks like a fatter Ed Norton.
You know what? I think you could see
the Ed Norton in it. Like the skinhead version of Ed Norton, remember from American History X.
Ed Norton mixed with Al Bundy.
Yeah! Oh, that's perfect! Yeah, Ed Norton mixed with Al Bundy.
And it's horrible.
And the picture is great. I mean, this is actually from the security camera. And, I mean, he's holding his badge. When you see, you can't see Amber. You just see the back of Amber's head. But you can just, no.
So did Tom.
Wow.
Who doesn't have a picture like that, really?
I got to start doing drops.
I love
too.
You, Amber.
She don't have any headphones
so,
on.
So she missed that whole thing. So
she missed
that's
that.
Probably a good thing.
But no, anyways. But yeah, Amber's just standing there with her hands on the desk, just kind of like. And I know the look on her face is like, just go away, just go away. You're a loser. But
oh, you've seen that look before.
Yeah. I'm a Pisces. All right. Nice. Are we done? This rip fest will not end here. My God. So, yeah, I had to. This was just hysterical. I mean, this was just a bleeding example of a horribly well-inflated ego. Well, in my business, this is what we do in my business.
Yeah, that's the pizza business, dude.
Why don't you show them your car or the sign on your car? Well, in my business, you walk outside and point at the sign on your car. Well, we take care of business. We get that pizza there in 20 minutes or less, or you get it for free. You hear me? Bitch!
That's my business. That's how we run our business.
Yeah, that's how we roll, yo. Are you kidding me? Are you for real? This is for real.
Beautiful.
So I'm keeping this. This is another one of the things I keep. Much like the male Nazi from years ago. Remember the male Nazi? You remember that.
Yes,
These
I do.
These are the things that I keep and put on my pegboard. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I look at my pegboard and go, there's always somebody out there having a worse day than me.
Absolutely.
And this is one of those things that's going on the pegboard.
Feel so much better about yourself.
I feel great. Yeah, I feel fantastic. Yeah, so... Yeah, okay, so that had to get put out into the beautiful whatever airwaves things there.
Just don't cross the border anytime soon.
Oh, I'm not going. I said it, Doug, you can attest to this, man. That when we come over that border, I'm like, I am never going to Canada ever, ever, ever again. Am I correct?
Right. Though? And it's yes, you did. And it's not Canada's fault. It's the border guard patrol people coming back into the U.S.
Yeah, no, this wasn't Canada. Fault. Yeah, this wasn't. This was going into our own country, like we said.
Like, you're a citizen of the U.S., and it's the U.S. Border Patrol that is so domineering that you just don't want to have to deal with it again.
Yeah, and that cost Canada money, in my opinion. And I don't want to go
there.
And that's why they got the egos that they can take to the pizza business with them.
Just don't forget to tip them.
I'm sorry, sir. It was 21 minutes. Oh, you'll take it anyways. You understand me. I am part of the Border Patrol also. That's the guy talks. I need to get this book out of the library. No. I'm from the Border Patrol. Yeah.
Apparently, he's a former wrestler.
Yeah.
Captain.
After Luke is already reincarnated.
Yeah, you see, Lou Albano is in the winery as we speak right now. He's here. He's alive, people. He'll live on forever in our hearts. So rest in peace, Captain Lou Albano, though. That's a real bummer. And many, many, many of Saturday afternoons, mornings, or during the week, I spent watching that nutbag with rubber bands hanging out of his head just go off. And it looked like he was ready to have a heart attack anytime. Yeah, and he was in the Cyndi Lauper video also, Doug. You're right. He was in that video.
Yes, he was. Too. He was.
Which was a great... What tune was that? I forgot that song now.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, what a cool song.
How could you forget that song?
Too busy listening to Black Sabbath.
Oh, come on. Secretly... You had everything she
had. I put on my leotard and my leg warmers and danced around the room. Absolutely. I had the hidden cassette tape the hidden record put away, and all my metal buddies left. I just danced around the room. Now it's all over the place. Totally.
I'm not going to sleep good tonight.
No, I know you're not.
Thought of my mind.
No, the thought of
Girl
Scott.
Just wanna, how'd that hook go? Girl, just want to have fun. Yeah, Doug, come on. Hook it.
Yeah, no. The image of Scott L. frolicking right there. I'm done. I'm out. Check, please.
You couldn't see me frolicking like in Peanuts when like the do 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 do. You seem like
I was pretty much done when he said leotard.
Oh, thank you for bringing that image to my head.
Yeah,
I literally leotard and leg warmers. I threw up in my mouth at that moment.
Wow. Well, on that note, we're going to take a break, I think. Let's take a little, like a couple minutes of an early break here, because when we come back, we got some stuff we're going to be discussing with you guys. But I think, are you guys cool on the other end? You guys want to take a quick break here for a minute?
Sounds good.
Yeah, that'll give me time to stoke the fire.
Of Scott L. in a leotard.
What do you think?
Well, no, I mean literally stoke a fire because I'm outside.
There's like really a fire in a fire pit.
Oh, okay.
All right.
They are in Indiana, after all.
Yeah, Indiana's completely different than Detroit. Now, in Detroit, that fire would be the crack house next door.
That would be that fire would be part of a building.
Exactly.
That would be somebody's property.
Or
Indiana, they have little fire pits, and they do little fires, and you can roast marshmallows or let the dog's tail.
Off the dog's tail.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Nice. All right, we're taking a break. This is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
FJ.
And I'm Bonnie.
And I'm Tom.
We'll be right back after this.
Ghostly Talk!
The Darker Side of the Moon is an alternative talk variety show.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Since 2006, host Becky Ray and Laura Moon speak with independent filmmakers, authors, musicians, artists, and many, many more.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Sometimes serious, mostly fun, the show has a little for everyone.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Was it odd, freaky, and you didn't hear it on the 5 o'clock news? Then we'll probably cover it here.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Darker Side currently airs live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
If you happen to miss it, you can listen to show archives at any time online at DarkerSideRadio.com, or you may subscribe to the show on iTunes.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
This is an EVP. This is an EVP. These were recorded by the Long Island Ghost Hunting Team. Light. To hear more, come listen to Light Paranormal Radio. Go to lightparanormal.com and subscribe to us in iTunes.
No, I heard a woman's voice.
You heard a woman's voice?
Yeah.
What is that?
Kind of like hello.
Thank you.
touch of hair or of skin, the stroke feathers gently on trembling wings, and drew plans for a camera to photograph thoughts back into lights, wireless phones. In the last days of wonder, when spirits still flew round bubbling test tubes in half darkened rooms, Edison and Westinghouse in silk brocade ate oysters, Rockefeller with French champagne. But Tesla grew thin, eating only saltines, going days in his lab without any sleep, dreaming of God as an X-ray beam. He was hit by a cab across St. Louis Street. Lying on his bedspread, he struggled to breathe. The light bulbs exploded, the air filled with wings. Tesla vacated his half-darkened room.
Shadow governments, strange rituals, new world order.
Shadow governments, strange
buried treasures,
new
planetary
world order.
Mind control, military cover-up,
corporate shadow governments, strange rituals, new world order, buried treasures, planetary mind control,
Out there.
It's a strange world.
Visit outthereradio.net for more information.
Okay, we had a lot of fun that last half an hour.
Absolutely.
And now we're going to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, do you want me to lead off, or do you want to lead off?
You better lead off, because I don't know if I can.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see how we're going to do this. Well, first off, I'd like to say, the first thing I want to say to Doug and Bonnie is I'm sorry this has to happen on your vacation. Okay, I thought about that today, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, I could have picked a better time to, you know, do this, you know, but you guys are on your trip, and I apologize about that, so I'm very, very sorry, okay?
No apology. No apology necessary.
All right. And I also want to say thank you to Tom and FJ for being here and hanging out. And this is quite a change from what you thought you were walking into here.
Absolutely. So, I even studied.
Yeah, I know. That was, I didn't tell you that, Doug. I'm talking to FJ. He's like, yeah, I read up on all the guests. I'm ready to go here. I'm like, hey, you're doing more work than we're doing. So, okay. So let's get right to the chase here. Basically, what we're going to be doing with the show here, Doug and I had a long talk, and in turn, Doug had a long talk with Bonnie about this, and we've all agreed that we're going to be taking a bit of a hiatus from this show. Now, I'll make it very clear here on a couple of points. We're taking a hiatus. We don't know how long it's going to be. I hate to use the term indefinite. We're going on an indefinite hiatus from the rock stardom that is Ghostly Talk. No, we're taking a hiatus. We don't really know at this point how long it's going to be.
So it could be indefinite.
Shut your hole. You ruined the drum.
You got a point.
Okay, fine. We're going on an indefinite hiatus. All right. All right. We're going on a hiatus, though, from the show here. And I'm sure in the future here, as we go along, we're going to explain everything out to you. I think one of the most important things of Ghostly Talk, and one of the things I'm most proud of, and I know Doug and Bonnie are very proud of with this show, is that we've always maintained a very, very high display of transparency between us, the hosts of this little show, and you guys, the listeners of this show. We've always been, I know we've always been very upfront about things, and that's why we're doing what we're doing here tonight on the show. We're going to tell you guys everything, what's going on here, how we feel, and what's going to be happening with the show. We're going on a hiatus now, I've said this already today. Hiatus, yeah, I know there's a lot of people or things or shows or whatever form of art it may be. They say, well, we're going to go on a hiatus, and then you never hear from them ever again. That is not the case with Ghostly Talk. I personally, and Doug, I can speak for Doug and Bonnie, we are not gone. Ghostly Talk is not dead. It will never be dead. As a matter of fact, you know, we've already got ideas for the future and things we're going to be doing here. But at this point right now, and, you know, I know I'm going to be putting my opinion in on this thing, and Doug's going to do his thing, and Bonnie's going to do her thing also. At this point, I know that we need to take a break from this thing. We've done close to 8 years now with this show, and it's incarnation of what it is. And we've grown, and we'll get into all the great things that we still get today out of Ghostly Talk. But as it is right now, we all agreed that we need to take a hiatus from this thing and take a break from it. There's things that we have to do, and it's very tough to do this. It goes without saying. It's very tough to come here and talk about this thing. But I think it's really important, and I know Doug and Bonnie think that also, that we let you guys know, as the people that have been supporting the show and sending the kind emails or coming up to us at conferences or whatever and shaking our hands and saying, you know, like the show, that I've been listening for X amount of years. We think it's very important that you guys get treated with the utmost respect that you deserve. And that's why we're doing what we're doing tonight. And we're discussing this thing live right now, but you might be hearing it on your iPod or whatever. You're going to hear it as soon as we put it up, right? So that's the high level of this thing. Ghostly Talk is going on a hiatus for a while. We don't know how long. And we don't know when we'll be coming back with this thing. We don't know what's going to happen here, you know. And that's the whole point of this whole thing. And I hope you people have gotten the point that this thing has become more, as far as this thing called Ghostly Talk, has become more than just a paranormal talk show. This is a representation of independent media, an independent media period, and one of the big things with independent media is you can do what you want with it, right? And if you need to take a break from it, you can do that. We never signed any contracts with anybody. We've never given anybody control of this show. We've done everything on our own from the very beginning, bottom line. And if you've heard us talk about independent media, you know exactly where we're coming from. And that's that we're going to do this our way, and that's the only way it's going to be done. So that's why we're doing what we're doing right now. And we hope that you guys are cool with that. And, well, frankly, if you're not, well, deal with it. There's nothing you can, you know, it's our show. So we're going to do what we want to do with it. And we feel that we need to step back from this thing for a little while and retool things and get things the way we want them to be done here.
Well, like you said, you've got new ideas coming up. Things in the works down the road.
Yeah.
Whenever that may or may not be. But 8 years of regular shows, that is a long time. That's easy to see where burnout could come in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easy. And yeah. You, to take a break and come back with fresh eyes and ears.
Yeah, yeah. I can't stress this enough to you people out there, whether you're in the chat room or whatever right now. You guys need to understand, Ghostly Talk is not dead. It's the farthest thing from dead. This is what happens when you grow. This is what happens when you're trying to do something. And like Doug said, and I'm turning the floor over to Doug here in about 2 seconds. Like Doug said to me on the phone today, he's like, sometimes you need to make a step back in order to make 2 steps forward, which is absolutely brilliant. That's what it's all about, and that's what you need to do. We're not quitting. We're not going to quit. There's too many people out there that want us to quit. And it's more fun to stick that in their face a little bit and say, no, we're not done yet. We're just doing whatever the hell we want to do because we have the power to do that. Nobody owns Ghostly Talk. Nobody owns Doug or myself or Bonnie. Nobody owns anything here. We own this thing, and we have the power to make these choices on our own. And I'm very proud of that we've been able to do that and maintain that for close to 8 years now. Doug, I'm shutting my hole for a few minutes. The floor is yours.
In order to come to this decision, it was very sudden, actually, but I think it's necessary. I think it's been quite a ride, almost 8 years of pretty much every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
First on Tuesdays and then on Sundays, and it's a huge part of my life. And with this show, I've gained a perspective on many things, not just the paranormal. The paranormal was a bonus, but on friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And on relationships and friendship and producing a piece of art, a piece of work, an actual product that you can turn to and say, look, I did this. I had help, yeah, but I did it. I mean, this is an accomplishment of yeah. mine and of Scott's and of Bonnie's mm-hmm. and of many, many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to produce that, there was a lot of heart, soul, sweat, time, just everything goes into that. And I've learned a lot of self-respect out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because... you know, I was telling Scott earlier on the phone during our marathon conversation that it was up until Ghostly Talk, I had had how many hobbies, right? How many interests, and nothing really stuck. I didn't stick to much of anything. I would, a couple months or whatever, and then I'd be on to something new, something else would grab my interest. Well, the paranormal it has always been an interest of mine, and I wasn't giving it all that much time. I mean, I'd be interested. I'd read something in the paper about it or a magazine article or online or talk to somebody about ghosts or what have you. But then it sort of took over, and then when Ghostly Talk developed out of that, it really... grew. It really took root and sprouted from there, and it's become a huge part of my life, and I'm forever thankful for that. That I met, you, Scott, and Bonnie, and a host of people. I can't even begin to start listing all the people, but I do want to mention especially, Sean Burris. Whose house we're at right now, whose interest in the paranormal the Ghostly Talk. He would sit up at night and after work, because he has weird hours at work, and after work he would sit and listen to archives of Ghostly Talk at night, and that's what brought him to contacting us the first time. Was that he would listen to Ghostly Talk, and he'd be like, oh, the things you guys talk about, And out of that, out of just that, came not only his interest in the paranormal and the IGT thing, and then of course Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show, and now the show on A&E. I mean, the things that Ghostly Talk, I guess, has been fertilizer for a lot of things.
yeah, I agree.
And by fertilizer, I mean sometimes it is cow manure, and sometimes
More often than not.
Yes, but sometimes it's you know, sometimes it's been the nitrogen or whatever they put in fertilizer to make things grow fast and strong. And
yeah,
you can tell he's in Indiana because that's how he knew this information.
And I'm telling you, it was a big part of my life, and I hope that the seeds of what Ghostly Talk has been is going to grow into in many people's lives into bigger and better things, and things that just absolutely can, you know, make people think and talk and believe and argue and everything that we've done for
years,
and make everybody stronger and better for it. I know I am.
Yeah. And I agree with you on all that stuff, Doug. I mean, this has been, it isn't just about the paranormal anymore as far as doing Ghostly Talk's concerned. There's been a lot of stuff we've gotten out of this. And, you know, we're going to cover a lot more stuff here. This isn't just going to be, hey, see you later. Later. No. Doug, can I turn the floor over to Bonnie for a few minutes? Is that correct?
I love that plan.
All right, Bonnie, the floor is yours with your Indiana wine, fire, and cigarettes at your side.
Yeah.
That new Yankee Candle smell we got going. That's going to be great. Yeah. Sorry, Bonnie.
This could lead anywhere with Indiana wine, fire, and cigarettes. it could be a lot worse than my normal conversations on Ghostly Talk, which are usually filth and filth. Well, it's true. So, for me, for the most part, I mean, Ghostly Talk to me started out as a stalking hobby because I was stalking you guys.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get rid of me, which in truth is why I finally wound up in front of a microphone. But, for me, it's always been about the friendships because...
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get deep here for a minute. But
it's okay.
When I became friends with you and Doug,
mm-hmm.
it was probably one of the worst times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
That I believe.
I agree. We're a couple of friends.
Same thing happened to me. Since I met Scott, it was the worst time in my life.
It was all downhill from there. You were wasted every weekend, FJ. Yeah. All right. Sorry, Bonnie.
I mean, I was going through one of the worst times of my life when I met you guys. And you guys, you took me out and I started having fun and enjoying life again, which was something I hadn't done for about 10 years. So for that, I will always be grateful to you guys. Thank you very much. But...
Mm-hmm.
It's always been about the friendships for me because, well, now the only time I talk to Doug is Sunday during Ghostly Talk. And the only time I talk to Scott is Sunday during Ghostly Talk or when he has a phone call about Ghostly Talk.
Isn't that
or about a conference.
I'm cool with that.
So for me, it was always about you guys because you guys brought me out of the pits of hell and made... I started enjoying life again. So you guys are like my little shining light, which is probably the nicest thing I'll ever say about you.
Yeah, for God's
sake. And it's a good thing you have an archive.
Yes, we have an archive.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing it'll be archived.
I'm going up in my mouth again.
Yeah, I'm from.
Maybe I've had too much Indiana wine. But
No, this is what we're here to do tonight. And you say what you got to say about
For me, it was about you guys and spending time with you guys and laughing and joking and having fun with you guys and traveling with you guys. And then it became about the other people we met as a result of the show. Sean and Gowan and Tom and Amber and everyone else that just created our large dysfunctional family that we now have.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you're
to me, that's what Ghostly Talk has been about. Ghostly Talk has formed a second family for me. And that's something that's never going to die, even when Ghostly Talk does, 400 years from now.
Yeah.
My second family will always be there, and I am completely grateful to you and Doug and Ghostly Talk for creating that for me, because you guys, whether I told you then or not, really just brought me out of the pits of hell. You really did.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. That, and in all seriousness, that means a lot to hear, so thank you. That's for me, at least. But I want to make it clear again, though, with this. I mean, there's some pretty deep conversation going on here, obviously. But Ghostly Talk isn't dead. We're just taking a break here, okay? But this has been – but I know, granted, the situation, and Doug and I have talked, and I know Bonnie, you and Doug talked, and – I know this is a very emotional thing for us. When you put, you know, almost a decade into something, and then you say, look, I'm putting the brakes on it, and you knock yourself off your kilter, it's going to be an emotional thing regardless. For us, this is, I know for me at least, this is like the equivalent of, you know, if Amber and I were to say, look, we're taking a break from each other. I mean, that would just totally mind bleep me. That would totally screw my head up. It's the exact same thing if we both said, hey, we're taking a break from each other. That would just totally destroy me, you know, for a long time. Even if it was, but that's not going to happen because we're stuck together. but this is the same thing.
That super glue was a bad idea.
Well, yeah. The roofies only last for so long, right?
She built up a tolerance.
Yeah, she built up a tolerance. And, you know, then you got to use charm.
Yeah.
Piss on that. I mean, it's no fun. So, but no, I mean, we're not done. I want to be clear about this, but, again, from what I said at the very beginning of this conversation, we're keeping this as transparent as possible here, and we're going to keep you guys informed on everything we're doing, too, as far as the show's concerned, right? I know for me, I guess I'll take over here for a second. I know for me, it goes without saying, this has been an all-encompassing thing in my life for a number of years. When I was speaking at the Michigan conference yesterday, I had a little trip I did, and... You know, one of the things I said was this is, you know, Ghostly Talk is the number one thing in my life. This is the thing I'm most proud of. All the bands I've played in, all the goofy crap I've done, all the creations I've done over the years, things I've done, whatever it may be, Ghostly Talk will never be touched as far as something that I'm proud of and that I, you know, as far as a feather in my cap's concerned, Ghostly Talk is number one. It's the thing I'm most proud of, and that's why, you know, I think if it was anything else, I would have came to Doug and said, I'm done. I'm done. I quit. I don't want to do this anymore. But I said, no, this is too special, and we're doing something too cool here, I think. It needs to be retooled. It needs to be thought through so we can come back to this thing and go, yeah, you know what? This is what it's supposed to be. That's why we're doing what we're doing here, I think. Or, you know, I know I asked, you know, if we could do this thing like this, and Doug and Bonnie graciously said, yeah, let's try this and see what happens. So, you know, but it goes without saying Doug and Bonnie are two of my dearest friends too. And I can tell you guys that here on the air, I can tell anybody that, it's a brother and sister to me right there. You've done way more for me than just help me out on the show and do and work with me on the show. We've had some pretty cool adventures career-wise now too. I've told you that over and over again. I'm forever grateful for the help you've given me for that. That's not Ghostly Talk related, but it ties in because this is like Bonnie just said a minute ago. This is a lot more than just a couple of people getting together hoping to get picked up by CBS. All right, it's never been about that. And we'll get more into that in a few minutes, too, I think. But this has been about a group of friends here that get together and do a show on their own with their own rules, how they want to do it. And when you get in the trenches on something like that, you develop some pretty, really, really, really good friendships. And that's what we've done with Ghostly Talk. Doug and Bonnie are both two of my dearest friends, obviously, and I wouldn't trade that for the world. And that's why we're doing what we're doing here. And there's no drama here either. That has to be mentioned, guys. No, nobody hates each other. We're all very cool. I think that's pretty obvious right now. We're having an awful good time talking about something very difficult right now. We're having a good time here, even in the midst of this topic we're on. Because we are friends still. There's no drama. No one's dying. No one's sick. No one hates anybody. No one's going to hate anybody. We're taking a break.
They're going to hate the wine in the morning.
They're going to hate the wine in the morning. So
I haven't hated it for the past 2 days. I think I'm good.
what I'd like to ask all three of you,
if I
may,
is
when you...
I know it's going to be an interview, but go ahead.
When you've worked on something for so long and you've built up quite a following, how nervous does it make you to take a hiatus, to have to rework, do all that time, spend all that effort to rebuild it back up to where it is today?
Oh, well, all 10 people, we can get them back pretty quick. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
I think we should email them and say, Mom, Al.
Yeah. Tom, Amber, FJ. We'll just, we can put it all in a bulk email and just, you know, fire it out. So that won't be a big deal at all. No, I don't know. I've never done it before.
Yeah. But it's like any band you quit, to try and restart that, to recapture what you might have had.
Yeah. You know what? That's the thing, FJ, that's a cool question you threw in there. That's the different. Go ahead, Bonnie. Go ahead. It's all you.
I think the key thing to this one is what we have is me, Scott, and Doug. And that's not going to change.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still here.
Me, Scott, and Doug, and the camaraderie and the way we get along on air, that's not ever going to change. No matter how many changes Ghostly Talk goes through, yeah, that's always going to remain the same.
The thing about Ghostly Talk, and this is the point that you, whoever's listening or you're sitting right here, FJ, is that we do whatever the hell we want with it. And if people go away as a result of our decision tonight, fine. I don't hate them for that. I'm not going to hold anything against anybody. I know Doug and Bonnie aren't going to hold anything against anybody. But you need to understand, and I'm saying this to everybody, you need to understand that we do Ghostly Talk for us. We do this show for us. The fact that you guys listen, we really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we're indebted to you forever. It's a really good bonus, though, that we get. When Doug came to me with his idea and said, "Let's you want to try this thing?" And Doug didn't. This was Doug's baby. This was Doug's idea. That's another thing we should make very clear here, too. You know, we had no idea what we were doing here, but it was the thrill of doing something.
Dildo. Like
dildo?
Good call. Yeah.
You should say dildo. It's dildo.
Dildo.
I think she said dildo. Like just randomly. Correct or something?
You got the toy. You got the toys in your mind again.
Doug's got the toys. She's got the wine in the fire.
How do you recover from that one? No, but seriously, we do this for us. This is our show. We do this for us. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to having you listen to some more. But if somebody's going to take their, throw their arms up in the air after tonight, they listen to this thing and go, well, then we don't need you, bro, brother or sister, whatever. We don't need you, all right? You got to understand that these are real people doing this show. This isn't reality TV or whatever it is out there. We're real people doing a real show here, and we have real lives outside of this show. And sometimes, you got to step back, and you need to handle your business or whatever it may be. I'm sure we might talk about that a little bit here, too. No, we'll be back, and if nobody's listening, then fine. We'll just keep doing the show anyways.
That's how we've been doing it for 7.5 years.
Yeah, it's been getting much more intense of an attitude, for me at least, lately. But really, it's about that. If you don't like the show, if you don't want to listen to the show, I don't care. It don't matter. There are a million shows out there to listen to. Doug's been saying that for years. There are a million shows out there to listen to. Go listen to something you like more. And now you don't have much of a choice because we're going to be doing shows for a while. No, it's been for us. It's been our adventure. And thankfully, there's been some people that, that really were interested in hearing about this adventure, we call Ghostly Talk here. When we come back and start doing this show again down the road, whenever it may be, we hope they'll be there because we're honored to have you here. It's really cool to have you guys listen to the show. But it's always been, I hate to sound selfish, but it's been our thing. It's about us. So, I hope that answered your question, FJ.
Absolutely.
One thing I want to say is, people that know you guys, the way you are on air, the way you react with each other and talk, it's no different than when you're off air. I mean, this is real. Mm-hmm. The way you are on air is the way you guys are, with each other, with your friends. Mm-hmm. And we have a huge group of friends that we've all, over the last 9 years that, Doug, you and I met 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Just the incredible
group of people that we've gotten to know through you guys, mm-hmm. because of you guys. You know, and it, you've helped me with things I've gotten into. Mm-hmm. Look at Amber, the things she's into now.
Yeah.
She's written a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all part of the family. It was mm-hmm. A family that supported each other.
Yeah.
And it really is. It's a family.
Yeah, and again... We're, you know, it's like a friggin' eulogy around here. I want to keep repeating this, that Ghostly Talk isn't dead.
Yeah.
And we're still here, and, you know, it's still a very living, breathing thing. But it just needs to, like, Tom, you said this earlier, we're not pushing the stop button, we're pushing the pause button.
Retooling is the term.
We're retooling. Retooling. Yeah. The stupid phones go. Here, I got a phone thing going here, too. Anyways, all right, whatever.
Radio 101 again.
Do we want to blow through the break here, Doug, or do we want to take a break again? What do you want to do here?
Because I think we should take the break because okay. I'd like to come back and talk about some of the things that led to this decision, and
yeah.
some of the things
yeah.
that we see going on in the field and things like that that
yeah.
that has caused such. Such an interesting decision to go and happen.
I think that's a really good idea. That's I wanted to get to that. So, yeah, I think this would be a good time to break for a minute, get our heads back together again.
Yeah, and I don't want to go right out of this conversation and directly into that because that is...
We've had about 50 bad segues already, Doug, so what the hell is
that? Oh, that's true. But, no, let's do it through or after a break.
All right, that's cool. We'll be right back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.